Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland here at the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And joining me from our Black Hills studio is Christian Widener. He is the Chief Technology Officer and co-founder of VRC Metal Systems and was awarded Entrepreneur of the Year for 2018 by South Dakota Governor's Office of Economic Development. Christian Widener, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Kara.
So, congratulations on the award. Tell me just a little bit about the process for you to be awarded the honor this year.
Well, I can tell you probably the nicest thing was actually just to be invited there, get to sit next to the governor, and be recognized like that. So it was a real honor to be there. We have a lot of great entrepreneurs in this state, I was just pleased to have been recognized.
As somebody who has, developed this, do you look in the mirror and call yourself an entrepreneur, or are you just somebody, a scientist, somebody who just likes to be in the lab?
Honestly, much more of a problem solver and scientist. And the background is I was at the South, or I still am at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology working on research, but I had funding from the state under a governor's research center that really was geared towards economic development. So, you start asking an academic person to think about ways that the research can create jobs rather than just, look for, excellent opportunities to be published or get your advancements and get recognized for the, research and the scientific quality, but to more look for things that, that's great, but also what can be, what's going to be transformative for the state and for the region. And so when I started changing the focus, then you start looking for, let's look for solutions that really have economic viability. And as we did that, we also created an engine for gaining more research at the school. So then it's kind of like, we're satisfying the state's kind of interest in looking at economic development, and that seems like a good thing, but it's also bringing in more research. So it was really a win-win.
And so tell me about your research.
So we specifically look at metal deposition and repair technologies. So, anything from titanium, nickel superalloys, steels, aluminums, copper and bronze alloys. There's a lot of parts that actually people don't realize that when they go, the part's, gone or worn out or damaged, that the damage is often very minor damage compared to the weight of the part. But it needs, that same strength. If you're going to get it repaired, it needs to be able to add that same metal level of strength into those locations. And a lot of times that's just not possible. Welding in some cases is a good repair, but it may soften the part and make it weaker, so you've dimensionally restored it, but it's not as strong as before, so it still has a limited life. And one of the technologies we were working with was called Cold Spray, which is a metal powder deposition at low temperature that was kind of a solid state bonding process that didn't overheat or warp the parts that we were looking at for repair. So we started coming up with the equipment innovations and the material innovations that were really developing some true permanent repairs for parts that previously had to be thrown away. They could be recycled, but that was it. And so we started looking at parts that, 2,000-pound castings that we're able to repair and restore. We've repaired some aircraft parts, particularly one part for the B-1 bomber that was a $200,000 part with an 18-month lead time. And so, you start really looking at some of our aging weapon systems that they don't have a whole pile of repair parts sitting on the shelf. So that's really driven kind of the growth of VRC Metal Systems, which was a company we started to commercialize those solutions that we were developing at the School of Mines.
And VRC Metal Systems is growing and expanding, correct?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we started with a couple of guys to put the first prototype units together, and now we're over 54 people and growing and expanding. We're raising financing and looking for, other similar companies that are complementary to what we're doing to really create a permanent, long-term, high-tech company here in the state.
And this cold spray technology, this is unique, correct? And patented to you?
Yeah, it is. The base technology itself is been out for a while, and is more than it was a patent also that's now expired, so it's now in the open development. But we had some equipment innovations, particularly that made handheld high pressure, high strength coatings possible for the repair types of applications that we were developing. And that was a patent at the School of Mines that VRC then is a new company licensed from the school and has been commercializing.
Okay, so this spray, this cold spray, and I'm thinking of something for the B-1 bomber, mm-hmm. right? And it repairs a crack, it repairs a weld, yeah. it repairs, and so, you just spray it and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's really, it almost looks like you're grit blasting or sandblasting apart, or you know, painting with metal powder onto the surface. So you can visibly see it build up at maybe 1/2000ths of an inch thickness at a pass, which is kind of like a sheet of paper. But you can just continue to pass over that, and it just builds up before your eyes to thicknesses even up to an inch or more. So you can really kind of add metal wherever you want at very high strengths, and then it cuts machines, sands, grinds just like regular metal, because it is now, after it deposits, it is basically, it is the metal powder added back onto that surface. And it's unique because we typically redeposit metal onto surfaces by melting an area, adding metal to that melt pool, and then letting it re-solidify, and you've added that material. But when you melt an area, that you're adding a lot more heat on it than what we're doing, which pretty much just uses kinetic energy. It's almost like shooting little rifle bullets at the surface, and they deform and mechanically weld rather than they melt and fuse. But it's a very fine powder, almost the consistency of baby powder. So and there's a lot of sources for those powders. So we load them into our gun. It goes through a supersonic nozzle, reaches speeds of maybe 600 to 1,000 meters per second, and they actually, one brick at a time, one little powder sphere at a time, build up on the surface.
And this is for all types of metals?
Yeah, really almost any metal. There's a few metals that are difficult, and the harder and stronger the metal, the more difficult it is to deposit, because we really need those powder particles to kind of deform on impact. So if the powder is too hard, a lot of times it doesn't deposit well, but there's a lot of metallurgy things that we can do to kind of also manipulate those powders and make them more sprayable. So we've found that we've been able to spray just about any kind of metal or alloy that people need for engineering applications. Some are easy, some are hard, but we've been able to do pretty much any engineering alloy that people are interested in for repair.
So when you say the powder, it's the same type of metal that you're spraying it onto, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. But we can also, so we can do the same, like a titanium, there's a alloy 6-4 that some people who are engineering might be familiar with. But we can get that same metal alloy, turn it into a powder, but we could also deposit copper on titanium or bronze, or, we can mix metals because they don't melt. We can really virtually deposit any metal on any other metal to create unique combinations, unique properties. A lot of times, if you're just protecting from wear or corrosion, then you can think about using a cheaper, low-cost material covered with a very expensive material, so that you can get that same performance on the surface, but you don't need all of that expense on the inside.
And so it's more cost effective to do a cold spray on something than to buy new.
That's right. And also the cold spray coatings, if they get damaged, you can then just repair a spot area, where oftentimes like a plating process, a chrome plate, for example, they'll have to remove, once it gets damaged, they'll have to completely remove the chrome plate from the entire part and then chrome plate it, which is very expensive and time consuming. And we can even take chrome plated parts or other specially coated parts and spot repair them, where another technique they wouldn't be able to recoat or repair that damaged area.
So do you see, spraying cars and not, then you never have rust?
So I think that's out there. We're still working on the cost. So kind of like the new technologies, the cost until it really gets very wide market and what you could call commoditized. We're still in the, it's best applied to very expensive parts, aerospace, things like that. But definitely on the long-term horizon, I see thin film corrosion coatings being applied at cost-effective levels, where you start changing that. Other ways that might be employed are fixing more expensive parts of the car. There's some frames of aluminum frames of body frames of some of the new cars here. If they get damaged, they're often scrapped. That's an expensive enough part that a cold spray repair could be cost effective. It's probably not going to be at the auto body for dents, anytime very soon, but that might come.
And do you feel like people are excited about this technology, all in, or is there some skepticism?
There's definitely any skepticism, a healthy amount with any new technology until it's really been seen broadly. But we've overcome a lot of that over the last 5 years as a company, and the technology's overcome a lot of that over the last 20 years. So, for example, within the Department of Defense, we have a lot of momentum. We're really have developed dozens of repairs now that are qualified, and so that, as people are seeing that, and again, as you take a part that, you know, someone would have waited for a plane for a year and a half to get a replacement part, and you can do that, turn it around in a week, that gets attention.
And so in the minute or so that we have left, tell me a little bit about some other things that you're working on in your lab.
So we also have, besides cold spray, a variety of thin film coating technologies, some nanomaterials, that we've just recently applied for 3 patents on nano fluids that have been enhanced for various properties of conductivity, memristance, which is a whole new concept of electronic components that we'll be releasing some papers and putting proposals out on now that we've gotten those applied for patents. It's a little hush hush for a while until we could kind of understand what we had and apply for the initial patents. Now we'll start developing those. I see some really tremendous markets for those in the electronics and lubricants industries. So we'll see what can happen there. Again, some of these other thin film coatings, plasma electrolytic oxidation, and a nano atmospheric plasma spray that provides some super hydrophilic coating capabilities. So there's a lot of fun stuff, but definitely we kind of knocked it out of the park on the cold spray side and are continuing to paddle as hard as we can to let that grow.
All right. Christian Widener, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. Congratulations on Entrepreneur of the Year, and I would love to come out to your lab and walk around with you.
Anytime. Thank you very much.